Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is the Solemnity of Saint Joseph. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew and is titled, Freed to Respond. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
There are two options provided for the gospel reading today. We have selected Matthew. We are so used to this story. It's part of a collection of stories that circle the advent of Jesus and seek to explain his significance as the fulfillment of Jewish prophecy. He is the longed-for one, the son of David, intended to reign forever. For most of us, most of the time, these stories are about the past. They are curious and interesting, but we can fail to note their significance for us here and now. So what do we discover about God and us in this reading? Answering this question begins by noting that this is an account of a man in crisis. Confronted with an unexpected turn of events, Joseph must make a choice. The rules of which he was well informed elicited a particular response from him. As a righteous man, he was required to denounce his betrothed and expose her to the harsh glare of public scrutiny. Mary's young life was on the line. Yet God invites Joseph to a life beyond those rules, freed up to follow the promptings of the Spirit.
Putting the Word into practice.
Learning to listen to a voice beyond logic and rules can be difficult for people with a contemporary Western mindset. For something to be valid, it has to make sense to us, often within a restricted set of parameters. For example, the regular critique offered by those of no faith is that the existence of God cannot be proved scientifically. As the existence of God does not fit into a prescribed set of parameters, it is easily dismissed as not true. However, the existence of God breaks open our parameters. We believe in God because God has made himself known through divine revelation and called us into a relationship with him. Apply this to the experience of St. Joseph. Suppose the story of Joseph is taken seriously in light of our own experience. In that case, we are reminded that God will impact our lives in unexpected ways and in a manner that will call us beyond what we consider safe and reasonable. St. Joseph is the model of human fidelity to the prompting of the Spirit, even when circumstances are most confusing and the way forward is unsure.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.